It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado could become the second state to try to lower health care costs with a public option law. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The cost of health care was going to be a major focus for Governor Jared Polis and other Democrats last year. Then came the pandemic. With a shortened legislative session and a health care crisis, lawmakers abandoned an effort to create a new, cheaper insurance plan. This year, they'll try again. Representative Dylan Roberts and Senator Kerry Donovan plan to introduce another public option bill, but they say they're planning a compromise that gives hospitals and insurers more time. This new bill would start out by setting voluntary targets for cost reduction. If the industry can't meet those, then the state would create a government health insurance plan in 2025. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse helped lay out the constitutional case before the Senate voted Tuesday to proceed with the impeachment trial of former President Trump. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Neguse's 27-minute argument on the Senate floor Tuesday was part constitutional law class, part history lesson, and part emotional reminder of what senators experienced when pro-Trump rioters stormed the Capitol on January 6th. Neguse said the Senate long ago determined officials can be tried after leaving office.
They knew it was a dangerous, dangerous argument with dangerous implications. It would literally mean that a president could betray their country, leave office, and avoid impeachment and disqualification entirely.
Impeachment managers managed to get one more Republican than the last time the Senate voted on the constitutionality issue. Now they and Trump's defense team will turn to the merits of the case itself. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Our live impeachment coverage from the U.S. Senate begins this morning at 10. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.